And this final note from the week's news, working to live versus living to work. The question popping up in, of all places, Europe these days, as the global economy casts a shadow on the hallowed notion of taking time off. Europe has really made an art of easier living. Traditionally, you'd go to Paris in August and find your favorite restaurant closed for vacation. And it's not just summertime closings. Any time of year, in any town in Italy, in the middle of any day, you could fire a cannon down the middle of Main Street. In Italian, that's Via Mozzarella. And it wouldn't make a commotion. The grocer, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, they all close for a long lunch. But, as with all good things, this European leisure society may be coming to an end. The New York Times reports this week that a workers' union in Germany signed a new contract to bump the work week from 35 up to 40 hours. In France, where 3 years ago they cut the work week down to 35, they're considering notching it back up to 40. It's the economy, Sherry. Work longer hours, gin up production, compete more effectively in the global marketplace. What a shame. It's one thing for the U.S. to export its movies, its music, its soft drinks, Jerry Lewis. It's quite another to pass along our work ethic to countries where the cultivation of leisure time has been a long-standing mark of civilization. Our leisure, if it's not too risky for us to take some time off, can look like an oceanside beach full of cell phones and laptops. Where is the relaxation in that? Our leisure can make an observer exhausted just watching. In Europe, they really have known how to relax. They have taken time not just to plant the roses, but to smell them too. In Italy, an entire family, mother, father, grandparents, lots of children, take slow strolls together along the promenade in Sestri Levante. Surely there are cares in their world, but you wouldn't know it as they enjoy one another's company. In France, a summer picnic cloth is dotted with bottles of the local wine and fine-smelling wedges of cheese and fresh fruit. By the end of lunch, which could last for hours in Gourdes, say, or Aix-en-Provence, the bottles are empty and the spirits are full as the picnickers plan tomorrow's menu. Here, we talk about quality of life and long for it. There, they live it out, or they have done so. And if it came to a choice between less time off and more money, time off would win there in a snap. There's merit to it, and I don't mean merit pay, a way of thinking about life that we could do well to import if we could only afford it.
Lazy bones, sleeping in the sun. How'd you expect to get your day's work done? You never get your day's work done. Lying in the noonday sun, lazy bones, sleeping in the shade. How you gonna get your commute made? You'll never get your commute.